Welcome to Chapter by Chapter, a program designed to encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. And here with a summary of today's chapter is Sandy Adams.
The tribulation period is a showdown between God and Satan. The battle features prominent characters on both sides. In the previous chapter, we saw the bad guys. In Revelation chapter 14, the good guys appear. 144,000 Jews for Jesus are employed by God as invincible witnesses. Receiving the brand of God, they stand in the power of the Lamb. The 144,000 are not the only people to stand for God in the tribulation. There are those who choose martyrdom over the mark of the beast. They keep themselves pure, and John sees them singing a new song in heaven. Today, the church is God's spokesman, but in the tribulation, God uses more creative and efficient means to spread His word. Three angels fly through the sky with a message on their lips. The angels speak of deliverance, defeat, and destruction. Jesus told a parable about a man who sowed a field of wheat. At night, his enemy sabotaged his crop by sowing weeds among the wheat. Rather than pull up the weeds and accidentally uproot the wheat, the man waited until the harvest was ripe to separate the wheat from the weeds. For 2,000 years, a righteous and wicked vine, or the wheat and weeds, has been growing in the same field. But at the end of the tribulation, the harvest comes. The Lord gathers the righteous, and the angel casts the wicked into the winepress of God's wrath.
Chapter by Chapter is the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain, Georgia, and its pastor, Sandy Adams. If you would like a cassette of a complete study of today's chapter, contact us toll-free at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BY-CHAP. Or on the web, where you can listen again to today's chapter at calvarychapelstonemountain.com. Thanks for listening.